الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن وبعد. قال الله عز وجل: وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واذكروا ما فيه لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. Some time back we discussed the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we gave Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the kitab, the Torah. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam received the Torah from Allah, he came to the Bani Israel, his people, and he presented the Torah to them. At first, they were hesitant, they didn't want to believe in the Torah. They said, "We would not believe in it until and unless we hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself say that this is his word." So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then appointed 70 people to come with him to Mount Tur. And after hearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself say that this is his word, they asked to then see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on account of this insolence and impertinence of theirs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then destroyed them with a thunderbolt. Allah then says in the next verse, ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ. Then we raised you, we restored your lives so that you can become grateful. In other words, so that you can become genuine believers, sincere believers again. Now, after that, what happened was, this verse is basically a continuation of that verse. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then asked them, "Will you now accept in the Torah? Will you now believe in the Torah and act upon whatever is mentioned here in the Torah?" And to this, Bani Israel replied in the negative and they said no. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then instructed the malaika to lift and raise Mount Tur high above their heads. And then Allah asked them again, "Will you now accept and believe in the Torah and act upon the Torah that dictates the demands of the Torah completely with total compliance?" And here, because they saw Mount Tur now raised high above their heads, failing which if they say they do not believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then drop Mount Tur on their heads and it will crush them and destroy them. So they said, "Yes, we believe in the Torah and we will act and practice upon the Torah." So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ. And remember, when we took your pledge, this covenant we made, this pact that we made with you, that you will act upon all of the dictates and the demands of the Torah. وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ. And we raised Mount Tur at that time high above your heads. In another verse Allah says, كَأَنَّهُ ذُلَّ. وَإِذْ نَتَقْنَا الْجَبَلَ فَوْقَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُ ذُلَّ. We raised Mount Tur high above them as though it was a canopy above them. And they thought, وَهُوَ وَاقِعٌ بِهِمْ, that this mountain is now going to fall on them. Allah says, خُذُوا مَا أَتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ. Allah says, now hold fast onto whatever we have given you in this Torah. Hold fast onto its message. That is, bear in mind the contents of this Torah and then practice upon this Torah so that you can become لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, God-fearing people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what did they do? After accepting and believing in the Torah and after agreeing to the pact and that they made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they will practice upon whatever is mentioned in this Torah, they now return to their people, Bani Israel. And when they come to them, here they tell the Bani Israel that, "Listen, this is the kitab given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the rules and the commandments and the injunctions in this kitab is very difficult, very harsh, very rigorous. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now allowed us to practice upon whatever is easy in this Torah, and we may discard whatever is difficult in this Torah." This is what they had told the Bani Israel in their time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ, that you turned away after that. In other words, you now went against the pact and the covenant that you made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you will follow the Torah, the message of the Torah completely. Whatever is mentioned in the Torah, you would accept and you would practice upon that. You turned away after that. Allah says, فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Had it not been now for the favor and grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, you would have been from the losers, those who could have been destroyed long ago because of the transgression and going against the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order for Allah to prove to them that Allah could have destroyed them the moment they transgressed, Allah narrates to them a story of a people that they were familiar with, who they knew, a people who had transgressed before, and Allah had taken them to account, or Allah had seized them and destroyed them the moment they transgressed. So Allah says, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اَعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ. Certainly you, Bani Israel, you know very well those people from among you who transgressed regarding Sabt. Sabt refers to Yawmu Sabt, Saturday or the Sabbath day. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ. And then we said to those people that become كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ, become monkeys, apes, despised, living in this condition, humiliated forever. This is an episode, an incident that happened or belongs to the time of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. And what had happened was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Yawm al-Sabt a special and a holy day, a day in which ibadah is made for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, a day which is totally devoted to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were prohibited from fishing. But there were those who were living on the seashore, and they were very fond of fishing, so they offered and they made up all kinds and sorts of pretenses for fishing on that day. As Mufassirin mentioned, that كان يأخذ الرجل منهم خيطا ويضع فيه وحقة, that a person, what he would do, in other words, he would take a lasso and he would tie one side of it to the tail of the fish and the other side to a peg on the seashore on this day, on Saturday, and he would let the fish live like this during that day, Saturday, and on Sunday he would come and then he would collect and then he would fish and he would take this fish, he would collect this fish. So they tried to deceive and trick Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but remember Allah, He is al-ghalibu ala amri, His ways prevail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then descended His wrath upon them. Allah said, become apes, khasi'in, living like this, in this condition forever. What had happened was, Mufassiri mentioned, they were then divided into two groups, the group of the ulama, the pious, the scholars, and the group of those transgressors. The pious did not want to live with the transgressors, so they decided to erect a huge wall in order to divide the city between them. So the ulama would live on one side, and the transgressors would live on the other side. And sometime after that, the ulama, the scholars, they were saying amongst themselves that why is it that we can't hear any sound coming from the other side? So they commanded and they instructed one person to scale the wall. And when he scaled the wall, only to see that these people here had been changed and transformed into apes, into swine. As Qatada mentioned, that the young ones were transformed and changed into apes, into monkeys, and the old ones were transformed into swine. And they remained like this here for a period of 3 days, and then they all died. Here, Mufassirin mentioned that they could even recognize their family members, and they would ask them for help, they would ask them to show sympathy towards them, but nobody could offer any assistance to them. Now Quran mentions, فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that this entire episode, Allah made it an exemplary punishment. Allah made it a deterrent for who? For the kafir. That listen, oh you kafir, you are in disobedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now begin or start to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, this incident is a maw'idha, it is a reminder and a lesson for the muttaqi, for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that continue, O you muttaqi, continue ala ta'at, upon your acts of obedience. Don't ever disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true taqwa. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.